Picture the scene. There you are, minding your own business in a tiny town in northern Australia, and suddenly you find yourself under siege from thousands of marauding camels. Welcome to the real-life situation that confronts the people of Dawker River in Australia's Northern Territory. Dawker River is home to about 350 humans and now about 6,000 camels. Civic leader Graham Taylor says the result has been chaos.
Water supplies have been broken and damaged. Sewers underneath the ground are getting trampled and crushed. The airport is actually virtually unusable.
And even beyond Dawker River, the camel problem is getting worse, so says Adrienne Francis of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
At the moment, the population's doubling every 7 years, and we've got an estimated population of 1.5 million of these feral camels across northern Australia.
All those camels are looking for something to drink. A drought has made water scarce, so the thirsty camels head into populated areas, such as Dawker River. But hold on, all this raises kind of an obvious question. What are camels doing in Australia in the first place? Journalist Adrienne Francis has the answer.
They arrived here, actually, with the pioneering explorers Burke and Wills in the 1860s, and then the pioneering Afghan cameleers, about 3,000 of them, brought the camels to provide transport through this remote, harsh, arid landscape. They helped lug the overland telegraph poles and also some of the sleepers for the railways, and since that time, their numbers have just continued to grow and grow. It is extremely remote country, so it's a little bit out of sight, out of mind.
Well, in Dawker River, at least, camels are neither out of sight nor out of mind, and so state government spokesman Rob Knight says authorities have authorized a cull of the animals.
We'll be pushing them out 15 kilometres and shooting them and letting them decay into the desert.
Animal rights campaigners say using helicopters to round up the camels and shooting them by the thousands is barbaric. Still, Dawker River's human residents say they are determined to get their town back.